When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up. We are the show that brings you the hard-hitting topics that you don't think hit hard, but we know do. You know, it's big opinions about small things. It's things that make us upset that you probably haven't even thought of. We go against each other every episode. I'm Josh Johnson, writer for The Daily Show, joined by Dulce Sloan, correspondent for The Daily Show, and one of my best friends. I guess if you have to ask, then like...
No. You know, sometimes you realize that like the way you think about people isn't always the way they think about you. So like, I consider you one of my best friends, but you're always glad to hear it when somebody says it out loud.
The confirmation is nice. I get you. Because honestly, this is the other thing. I've watched it happen in real time where it's like, oh man, that's my best friend. He's like, yeah, I mean, we cool. It's
Listen, I was sitting there I was at a show. Me and a friend of mine had gone to see it's Tashir Zameda and Nicole Byer used to do an improv show together in LA. I think like UCB Franklin. And they're very they're so good at it and they work really well together. It was great to watch. But I was sitting there with a friend of mine and they at one point they were like, clap it up if you're here with your best friend. And neither one of us clapped, and we started laughing, because like at the time we weren't like tight like that.
Yeah.
But neither one of us clapped, and we were like, ah ha ha. So I think it was great that we both acknowledged that we weren't each other's best friend. Yeah. Like, now we probably wouldn't say that, but like at the time, it was great because it was
still
like
getting to know each other.
Right, and our best friend was a mutual friend, so this friend between us
that could get hairy.
No, it's fine, because now we're just all best friends together. Yeah. But at the time, it's like we shared a best friend, but then we weren't best friends. So now we're all best friends, which reminds me, I got to call that bitch. She's got the Rona.
I mean, I hope she's all right.
She's fine. They got this new pill that came out. You ever heard about this antiviral pill they're giving people now for the Rona?
I heard of it. I didn't know it had been approved and people were popping it.
Oh, yeah. She's got it in you know... The all best friend who's formerly just part best friend, the shared best friend, she has it too. So, they're both on it. Yeah, it's a trip. But yes, we are best friends. We could have called this best friends, but again, Nicole Byer and Tashir Zameda have already taken that title. So
what a segue.
It's a hold up. This is what this is. What are we talking about today,
Josh? This week with not news about the war. There is still a war.
Not news about the war.
Pandemic, you know, though we accidentally just gave you an update on pills that came out. We come to you today with a fierce debate that both of us feel pretty strongly about: exercise bikes versus bike rides. So at home bikes versus cycling out in the world.
Okay. Now, listen, what side are you on?
I'll tell you right now, I'm on the side of bike rides out in the world.
Okay. I am on this side of indoor bikes. As someone who works in this industry, my face is very important. And I have been on a bike as an adult and was very worried about in my face the entire time. When you're riding bikes in your neighborhood as a kid, like I would do this at, like sometimes, like if I was on my bike, like, and my mom would come home from work, I would like try to like race my mom mm-hmm. while she was in the car.
Mm-hmm.
This woman had every ability to beat me. She's in a car.
Mm-hmm.
But she would always like be like, "Ah, oh, you almost got me." And I was like, I looked at her, I was like, "You can go 100 miles an hour. I don't want to play this game with you." She's like, "Not in this neighborhood." I'm like, "You're right." But like riding a bike as a kid, one, your body is way more, your body's younger. Your body's more supple. Okay.
Yeah. You bounce back.
You bounce back. Like I still have a scar on like my right arm from falling off a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Like still, we all have like falling off bike scars and stuff like that. But like, if you fell off a bike in your neighborhood, it wasn't like detrimental, but like we both know grown adults in New York, the number of people that I know that have been, and they said they were hit by a parked car, which the logistics on that don't make any sense to me. I have a hairstylist who someone on a bike ran into her and broke her arm.
Jeez.
And I was like, how fucking fast was someone going on a bike? So it's like think about like the number of times you tried to cross like that bike lane in New York, like trying to get out of a car or trying to cross the street. These fuckers are lawless. They're trying to take you out. Then there's the electric bikes now, which is just like a fancy moped. I don't care what anybody says. But like, I know people that's like, remember the dude who broke, we know who broke both of his elbows, was basically in half a hula hoop for.
Yes. Yes. I do know. Yeah.
So this loser's in a half a hula hoop because he didn't want to take a car. He thought he was too good for the subway. I mean, the subway is a hellhole that should be, again, filled with concrete and ended immediately. But it's
I feel like you're coming from a place of fear. All right.
No, I'm not. It's not about fear. It's I have seen too many people have died on a bike. Too many people, because like there's a childhood nostalgia of like going to the corner store, or whatever. Like I had fun riding bikes as a kid, but I was also in a suburban neighborhood. We were riding down like streets that didn't have people roaring down them. We were riding through cul-de-sacs. We were like in nice area where people had decent jobs. Like I wasn't delivering food in the city. Like it just like once you put a bike in a city, the whole game changes.
Okay, but I think that you're assuming I'm talking about just riding bikes in New York. I'm talking about outdoor cycling. I'm talking about being in nature, being one with the elements. Okay? I feel like exercise bike is too stationary. Huh?
You talking about like riding trails and stuff?
I'm talking about any bike riding outside. You know, exercise bikes, they're limited. Okay, they don't actually give you the full bike ride experience. You're doing all that pedaling to go nowhere. You're doing all that pedaling to get off and still be in your living room.
You're not talking about biking in a city because we both know that's a dangerous, dangerous situation.
I mean, I'm talking about all of it. I see some people bike in the city that impress me very much. Now, maybe they get car doored once a year, but there are people that have navigated this city with a bike the entire year. Anytime you order food, that's usually a bike. That's usually a dude on a bike living a fast lane lifestyle.
Or a little man on a little like little scooter Vespa kind of situation.
Why does he have to be little?
No, he's not little. The thing is little.
Oh, I thought you were saying a little man on a little Vespa.
Why do they
both have to be little?
No, because I've seen men who were too big to be on them, and that's my favorite.
There's nothing like a man that's too big to be on the bike he's on. Like he loved his bike so much that this is his bike from when he was 15 and now he's 33 and he's huge. You don't even know how the pedals keep working.
Some of these bikes are really expensive because one of my friends was like, I got a $1,200 bike. And I was like, bitch, where are you going? Where are you going? It's a bike. Nigga, it's a bike. Yeah.
Also, are you an Avenger? Like, how are you need to get there on a bike that's that stylish, that's that sleek?
$1,200 an American? $1,200 of them things? A stack them and some things. Change. A stack and some change. $1,200
a stack and two C notes.
Listen.
For a bike.
For a bicicleta. And you, where are you going? Where are you going, ma'am?
But where are you going? Because you don't need gas. So where are you going?
Where are you going? And she has a whole car.
It must be close.
Girl, it was nuts. And I'm just like, okay. But like, I understand it's more places need, but it's just, it's so, yes, it is fear. It is danger. But it's like, cause like those people who like ride bikes, like one of my friends, he is really into like BMX riding and he has this whole trail. I should really find it cause it's nice.
The BMX trail is nice or the bike is nice?
Well, he has multiple bikes. His BMX trail. He's one of my good friends. So I should promote his business. If you're in the great state of Georgia.
If you're in the great state of Georgia and you need a bike?
Yes, go to Jared's okay. Place Bike Park. hey, if you didn't think I was going to get on here and promote my friends, you got your damn mind. Also, the last time I was on here, I should have promoted the one-woman show I'm producing, Don't Reach in the Bag, written by and starring Shalewa Sharp. So that's my own fault. It's my own fault. But it's, so because he liked it, my friend started dating him. Well, his wife, who I became friends with, Lace Larrabee, who's an amazing comic, she had to get into bikes because he was into bikes. And then her mm-hmm. face was constantly in danger. The number of times she's been scratched up, cut up, the number of times he's sprained something or hurt something. Because it's like, once bikes aren't on flat land,
mm-hmm.
that's also scary. Because it's just like, oh, let me ride through this mountain on these skinny two wheels. I'm like, that don't seem good either. Mountains are very angular. They're very much not for.
This feels like you have a point, but then you didn't quite formulate all the sentences structured together. Thinking, so now you're like, you know, mountains, they got those curves that's hard.
Like, you've ever gone on like a hiking trail?
Mm-hmm.
You've gone hiking before mm-hmm. and been like, oh, this is very precarious. And that's on the feet that God gave you. You understand? Mm-hmm. So it's like, if it's precarious on these two here feet, it's got to be more precarious when I put wheels into it. So it's like, it just, okay. There's just so much danger. It just seems so dangerous to like be in these places. And you're, it's not fear. It's precautionary. It's danger. It's me wanting to keep my face. All of the teeth that you have mm-hmm. are all the teeth you're gonna have. You understand?
Like when you're, I mean, that's not really true. Lots of people got fake teeth now.
That's what I'm about to say. You lost your baby teeth and these new teeth came in and like, hey, these are the only mouth bones. Which is, first of all,
mouth can we bones.
That's what someone, I heard someone describe teeth like that and it fucked me up so bad.
It makes me not want you. Mouth bones?
Teeth are bones.
I know, but woo.
Thank you. Isn't it weird?
So this is my thing. This is where I'm going to come at you right now with the logic you came at me with last episode. Where you're not making points for diners. You're over here just attacking Waffle House. That's how I'm feeling right now. You're just talking about the downsides of riding bikes outside. I'm not hearing any great points about these exercise bikes sitting down, looking like clothes racks, looking like low rise skirt holders, all in American homes.
Low rise skirt road holders is hilarious. Listen, I'm just saying that Peloton seems to have changed the game. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you, because before we were just on these stationary bikes watching TV, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully, or trying to read a book, which is wild. How are you going to read a book when you're tilting left? You can give yourself motion sickness. You look crazy.
Can you imagine if somebody threw up tried to read Dickens while they get miles in?
That's so funny.
Read Great Expectations and just like,
I've seen the number of people I have seen, more than one person, which is too many, riding a bike through Brooklyn with one hand for reading a book. You're riding a bike in the street reading a book. And I'm like, who is this for?
Okay. So let me tell you this thing right now. This will slightly undercut my point, but I think that for you and the listeners, you'll enjoy it. I was in Brooklyn, and this is like, I can't remember how long I had lived here by now, but I was in Brooklyn and saw a true gift. I saw two different guys, right? So two different individual men.
Mm-hmm.
on a unicycle. One.
Stop.
Was.
Stop. Stop. You have to give me and who's ever listening time to create a mental picture of how these humans, how two people are on a unicycle. Is this a kids stacked in a trench coat situation?
These are two grown hipsters.
Well, what I'm saying is like, because, you know, we had as a friend, like as a kid growing up, you would like, if your friend had pegs on their bike, like on the back wheels or something, or you put like a friend on a handlebars or like a younger sibling, like, you know, if you had like a boy bike. Also, can we talk about the fact that the whole distinguishing thing where they changed the, you know, like for girl bikes and boy bikes, the bars would be different in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It never made sense to me why the boy bike had the bar set up where if something happened, it would break the boy's testicles.
Wait, it, what?
So boy bikes, if you remember, boy bikes had the bar that went straight across.
Yeah.
And then girl bikes had the bar that went, that dipped down.
Yeah.
But it made more sense to me for the boy bikes to have the bar that dipped down, because if anything happened, like if I hit something, if I hit like a bumper, if I fall off my bike, if I get hit in the crotch, nothing, some lips might hurt, but I'm not breaking things. Like these boy bikes, because like I had guy friends growing up, they would run over something in their bikes, they would hit something or whatever, and like this straight across bar would cause some problems. I just thought it never made sense. Also, it didn't make sense for there to be different designs for girl and boy bikes.
So from what I was told by my grandmother when I asked this question when I was little, the dip was because, especially back in the day, a lot of women would ride bikes in skirts. So if they didn't have to lift their leg over the bar and they could just lift their leg over the lowered bar, they wouldn't flip their skirt in the air. Whereas the boys always wore pants and jeans, so nobody cared. So they flipped their leg over across.
Wow. Dude, yeah. Shout out to your grandma.
Yeah, just grandmas be knowing stuff.
She's a blessing, truly. Yeah. Tell her I said, hey. Because when I asked my mother, she was like, girl, I don't know.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
We moved back to Miami. I was like 9. And seeing grown men sell weed on a bike, but it was never an adult. It was always a child's bike. And it was always a little girl's bike. So look at so you're thinking of a grown man. Imagine Trick Daddy, right?
No, I saw it growing up. Yeah, Trick Daddy on a bike with the tassels.
With the tassels. And he's in a wifey, the long jean shorts. It's Miami, so there's just, you can just see the hints of baby powder on him. So you say it's, you know, fresh and clean.
Yeah.
The socks and then the slides.
Also, he wiggled too much when he take off. So when he goes to kick off, he really just be pushing the handlebars too, like overcorrected too much.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, this bike is too small for you. You shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Bikes are fun, but like after, because like after you reach a certain age, or like once you hit like high school, I think you're like, okay, I think I'm good with this bike. But it's like, for me, it's like, yeah, I'm going stationary only because there's so much danger. Now, yes, a stationary bike is going to end up being a clothes hanger. Okay. But like I said, Peloton has changed the game because you can get the experience. It's a VR experience or 2D, whatever experience.
And it's a community.
What?
It's a community.
Who's she?
The Peloton.
What about them?
It's a community.
How the hell is it a community? I'm on a bike.
What? You take classes with other people and other people are high-fiving you the whole time.
I don't like that.
Oh, I mean, now I feel like I'm making both our points. Like, now no, I feel like I'm fighting myself.
I like that you can see the different landscapes and stuff like that. Not everybody can choose the class part. That sounds like it costs extra.
Oh, it does cost extra. Yeah. Of course. But I thought that's what you meant when you were like, they changed the game. Because they changed the game through community.
I thought they changed the game because they put a screen on that bitch.
I don't know if they were the first.
Like, oh, you want to feel like you're biking through the Alps? Here's this movie. Like, I thought that's how they changed the game.
I like how this multi-billion-dollar corporation has funded like classes and like seminars on health and fitness. They've invented all these new ways to be fit at different points in your life, and you are like, nah, they famous for putting the iPad in the front.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know what? I did genuinely forget that they had those classes. That's not something I would want to do. But maybe it's good because then the people's sweat ain't. Because I've been in classes before, like workout classes, and people be sweating, and his sweat goes airborne, and then they sweat on you, and then your sweat could be on them. And I don't.
Wait. You're saying a lot of things right now.
People be sweating, and sweat fundamentally is a liquid, and any liquid can evaporate. Right?
Okay, but you see, no, because what you just did, you tried to use fundamentally to get scientific and get me confused.
That
right
confused.
Now you're not making sense because sweat when is you that, sweat.
You've never had somebody sweat on you?
That I wasn't touching? No.
Think about it. If you're in a workout class, all of this sweat is just getting thrown into the air. It's got to land.
You say throw. Like, you're making it sound like people are just emitting juices out of their like foreheads.
When you're in a workout class, you're sweating, and you've never been in a workout class and just seen like sweat coming off of people.
No, I've never seen. If you see sweat coming off of somebody like smoke, that's a sick person.
Not like smoke, you crazy person. But like it's, I don't know. I
could be wrong, but the words that you're using to describe what you're saying definitely feel like they're incorrect.
I just have had people sweat on me and I don't like it.
But from far away, like that.
We're
like,
in a class. There's 30 people in here. We're all fucking sweating. We're swinging limbs. It's a cardio class. So if your arms are sweating and you're flailing your arms about,
now
the
someone
sweat
can
gonna
definitely
go airborne.
Flick sweat on you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I thought that you were talking about just steam coming off of somebody.
No, not like a cartoon. I'm talking about like the slit, like the, you know, you've got your arms going and then there's sweat getting flicked and you got 30 people flicking sweat. I don't sweat like that. But I have seen people flick some sweat and I'm like, you know what? Let me go to the next row.
I'll go back to the unicycle thing first and then I'll tell you about the exercise class thing. So with the unicycle thing, it was two dudes on a unicycle each in Brooklyn.
They both have their own unicycles.
They both have their own unicycle.
Oh,
did you think they were holding hands?
I know what I'm saying is you said two dudes on a unicycle.
Yeah.
So I thought it was two dudes on a unicycle. That's why I said were they stacked up like kids in a trench coat.
No. These
are two
individual men.
Pussy getting men.
I would describe it that way, but yeah, I think.
Listen, two men with very strong calves.
Two men with Goku-like calves.
Because the thing is, it's like the seat on a unicycle is so uncomfortable.
It's deeply uncomfortable. I've only felt it with my hand. I've never been on a unicycle. because I don't have that type of balance.
The amount of core strength that you need to be on a unicycle is truly impressive. That's why, like, think about, like, anytime you see, like, that's why when you're watching RuPaul's Drag Race, you see somebody do a split. Like, to the fact of this day that we're all amazed. Because you ever tried to get, I've tried to, like, getting on a unicycle is trying to do, like, a pogo stick.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried to use a pogo stick?
I feel like I can use a pogo stick. Pogo stick is a bit easier because the wheel of a unicycle is what is absolutely treacherous. But then this is what happened, though. So they're going opposite directions towards each other, right?
Oh, like a joust.
One of them is looking, and one of them, I don't know what he's doing. He's just enjoying his beautiful hipster day. Like, he's okay. Just looking around. The other guy sees him coming and is like, hey, 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 hey. And then they perfectly run into each other.
Perfectly is like the wheels come together first and then the
for
bodies
a split
hit.
Second, they are a bicycle. And those men.
For a split second, they were a tandem bike.
Those men scissored in the air and then fell down.
My question is, the guy that saw it coming, why did he not move?
I don't think he really got control of that unicycle. I think that they're each other's yin and yang, because I think that the guy that was vigilant isn't as good at unicycling, and the guy that wasn't paying attention is so good that he didn't have to pay attention.
Oh, so one was overconfident and then the other one didn't have the skills to...
Because I'll tell you right now, if I get on one, just me being balanced is a victory. I don't need to learn how to turn.
Because that's the thing that looks the most treacherous on a unicycle is trying to turn. Because it always seems like it's like trying to like turn like a buggy in a grocery store. Like, you know when we have like just like a bad wheels and you're just like bodying this fucking shopping cart? Because I know when I said buggy, like a bunch of people just went, what the hell is she talking about? Josh knows what I'm talking about because he's from the South. But like, just you ever like just had like a just a bad buggy and you're like, it's like a car with no power steering fluid. It's like you just have to body this thing. That's always how like unicycle always like you just have to scooch. Like you're just sliding across a really big booth in a restaurant. Looks to be how you turn on a unicycle, and it all seems very dangerous to me.
Yeah. I think
like
that-
too dangerous.
I think unicycling outside, if that was the argument, you'd have me. But cycling outside.
Okay, what about unicycling inside?
Unicycling inside means you just don't care about your stuff.
What do you mean?
Like, you're going to fall, and you're going to fall on your own stuff.
No, it's a stationary bike, so it's a stationary unicycle.
A stationary unicycle? I guess. I guess if you're already not going anywhere, that does make sense.
Have you seen the under-desk bikes?
Yes, and I don't.
Tell me what you think about these things.
I don't know if I believe them, because
I don't know if I do either.
I think that when you just are kicking, to me, there's something about being on exercise bike and cycling outside where your body is already positioned to like really throttle that pedal. You know, like you're really able to kick it as far as possible till it comes back around, till you can do it again. It's right. Easy on the knees. It's better for you than running. It's like it's been figured out. The science is there. The under the desk bike where you just sort of kick and pedals you strapped into, it feels like the feet version of a straitjacket. Like, it's just chaos.
I hope we use the phrase I just made.
It's just chaos. Like, I know that they think they're exercising, but I guarantee you, you're not burning the calories you think you're burning.
Well, is it? I mean, have you seen like those long distance lay down bikes?
Those make me nervous, even if I'm outside. Those feel like I need an open field to maneuver in, because those just stress me out. I don't know why, but
why?
Is
it just because you're too relaxed? Like, it doesn't feel like real exercise?
It seems a little too different. You know, like when you see some, it would be like if you saw a car that could just fully drive on its side, you'd be like, I don't know if I need that. I think I'm good with all four wheels on the ground, sitting horizontal.
Are you talking about a car that just always existed just on two wheels?
Yeah. I think if a car just was on two wheels driving sideways down the street, I'd be like, they're in danger. And that's how that lay down bike makes me feel.
Because, like, I like the trikes, but, like, the ones where you're, like, sitting down. Also, I guess that to me, it still feels like, one, I'm sure it's much better for your back.
What?
They'll sit down bikes than being on, like, a regular ass bike.
Oh, maybe. Maybe so. I don't know about that. My thing is, it looks like you are lost. Like, there's never a time where I've seen someone use it where I was like, man, they're burning calories and working. Crazy. Every time I've seen it, I've been like, you look crazy. Just imagine kicking under your desk like a baby all day to burn 6 calories.
I mean, that's why I don't like sitting in really high chairs at restaurants, because I don't like to eat where my feet can swing.
This feels like a different problem.
I don't know. It's like, you know, when my legs aren't, it just feels like, you know, you sit on like a really like high chair and your legs can swing. You just don't feel like grounded.
Okay.
I'm a short person. So I'm 5'4". Nobody will believe me, because all my friends are like, I thought you were taller than that. I was like, I don't know what that's supposed to
be. You're 5'4"?
Mm-hmm. I'm 5'4½".
You know what it is? You have a presence that is taller than 5'4". You know what I mean? Like, I think it's the way that you speak that makes people think you must be 5'6", 5'7".
Man, what kind of life would I have if I was 5'6"? Ooh, buddy.
If you were 5'6", like that, I talk about that all the time. I know I'm getting away from bikes for a second, but like, I've told, even in stand-up, I've talked about this. If I was as tall as I thought I was going to be when I was little, like if I was a tall man, like 6'2", I'd be a problem.
Oh, like, yeah.
I wouldn't even be me. Not going to lie to you.
Think about how many men we know who are over 6 foot or just 6 foot who are a problem.
Like, I don't even know if I'd be polite. Like, I'm a nice man because I'm pretty little. Like, I know the weight class I'm dealing with. You know what I mean? I know who I can get bass in my voice with.
I do hate it when a man who is eye to eye to me, like, that's why I think they had the phrase, like, I remember, like, growing up, where, like, you would hear two men going back and forth. You just hear, like, I heard this man say to somebody, you're talking real tall.
If someone said that, I think it's your obligation to come back with a bat. Like, I think you can't.
Like, hey, you talking real tall for somebody in this situation. And I'm just like, as I became an adult, I was like, I really know what this means now. Like, you have no business saying these words, because I've definitely met men who had no business speaking to me. And it's...
I thought you were going to finish the sentence with something, and you just stopped speaking to me.
I did. I finished it with what it needed to be finished with. But there's just certain times you just see, like, someone engaging with somebody, you're just like, this is not right. How do I tell them that they have no business being where they are? like, please, sir, get off my lawn. Also, we don't tell people to get off my lawn enough. I don't even have to be on grass. But, like, sir, get off my property.
Oh,
like,
get off my lawn is an attitude.
Yes.
Okay, I see. I see what you mean.
Not here for this nonsense. Get off my lawn. Like, very much no trespassing. No trespassing. No me toques. Like, back up, loser. But, yeah, those bikes where you sit down and pedal, they seem like they're much better for your back. Also,
what
it's
a segue.
I know, I'm good. Because I know I'm good for a tangent. I know I'm good to ramble. But, like, because think about it. Like, if I was riding a bike across the country, or even for, like, I don't know, how long do people ride bikes for? They do marathons on bikes, right? How long is a fucking Tour de France?
They do triathlons on bikes, yeah.
But so. If a triathlon is, like, other sports, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I don't want triathlon. I just want one athlon.
I, I don't know the Greek for the whole thing, but I'm pretty sure athlon implies more than one.
Well, a marathon, you're just running.
I know, but you said I want just one athlon, and I think that athlon, thon will probably get you one. Marathon, okay. I think, will get you one. Did you ever hear the story of the first marathon, the like legend or the myth behind it?
From the ancient Greeks or the Romans or whoever them whites were?
Yeah.
Tell me, because I think I have it under remember.
Okay, so basically there was a war, and then the messenger ran 26 miles.
Yes, 20 points.
To deliver the message that the battle had been won. So when he got there, he screamed Nike, which is victory. And it's actually where Nike comes from. And then he died. So it's very weird that we replicate the thing that killed a guy. It's like if someone did the first, it's like if the first flight, everybody died, and then we were like, let's just do that. That's what it feels like with exercise.
That's what it feels like. Like, it's
because he ran 26 miles as an emergency. He wasn't like, I carved up last night, I'm feeling good.
This is what I have a hard time believing. There wasn't a single horse that this man could get a hold of.
Yeah, it is weird that he didn't
get a horse.
Yeah.
That's, bro, when the British was coming, Paul Revere didn't do that on foot.
You know that when Paul Revere was doing his ride, there was somebody that was trying to smash. You know there was somebody that was like, shut up.
I saw this TikTok where I guess this guy was being like the gay Paul Revere. He was going to her like, hey girl, you know the British is coming, right? Okay, goodness. Like, it was hilarious. Just
it sounds like magic.
Girl, the British, I mean, they coming. And I laughed so hard. So hard. Because when you think about these like little things in history, because it's like everything's fucked up. So you can just take some little thing. It's like something silly as like Paul Revere. Just like, I don't know, Ben Franklin and that damn kite. Just out
I'll
here,
tell you
just,
right now, Paul Revere probably would have had an even smoother ride on a bike.
He and the best ride in a car. What are we talking about?
Yeah, but you can't just bring cars into it. You know what we're here to do. You out here. And if he had a jet, if he had a private jet, then you know what I'm talking about.
Imagine if he had a drone.
I made a decent point, and then you undercut it with nonsense.
But isn't that what I do?
Like, it's...
That's what I always do. You make a valid point, and then I undercut it with not. That's what... I bring it to you every episode. What are you confused about?
It's not a confusion. It's not a confusion at all.
I've been doing this day one. Can't stop, won't stop. Sorry.
It's not a confusion in the least. Okay. It's a genuine frustration. Yeah, I mean, it's a
what
genuine.
What you mean? This is what the people came here for. It's nonsense and confusion, precipitation. You see what I'm saying?
You can't just add other words.
You can always add other words. That's what words is for, baby.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
I feel like it's only fair if I've swayed you a bit into exercise outside cycling bike.
If you can give me somewhere flat ground. No obstacles, no car doors, no grown men on a penny farthing and a dirty beard. Yo, did you read the article? Most men's beards are disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect them to be
clean.
Pristine.
And that was our fault. That was our fault. You expected men to not be men. Idiots. Not to say that all men aren't clean. I'm just saying that the ones that they've talked to who seem to have beards are out here giving people face rashes. But I digest. So we've got... I've been doing that for years. You were literally like one of like four people who's caught it.
You know,
most people probably just think that I'm dumb.
No, I'm just paying attention. You know,
thank you so much, because when people don't catch it, I'm just like, do you not know I'm wrong, or do you not?
It is wild that you say it, but then you judge people.
not judge. I just want to see if they'll go, hey, wait, did she?
Without being a judgy person, I feel like there are instances that are quite small that lead you to judge.
Thank you for not thinking I'm a judgy person.
No, you're very understanding of people and, like, you know, why they do stuff. But there are little things that I've seen happen. Like, for instance, I think you would judge this person. One of the reasons that I don't really love exercise bikes is because, well, you take a Peloton, right? A Peloton, it's classically known. It's like known throughout the whole community of, like, indoor cycling and Peloton, stuff like that, that the shoes are hard to get out of the little cages, right? You really got to twist that shoe out. You got to pull it out, you know?
Why would you need a cage for a bike that's not going anywhere?
Because by locking in the shoe, the special shoe that you use for the Peloton, you're guaranteed to not, like, slip off or anything.
There's special shoes?
Yeah, they're special shoes.
This is a con job. But go ahead.
So those things are very hard to get out of. So I know of a person who was trying to, like, really get out of them, like, wiggle out and everything, but their feet were stuck. They're also very tired from the ride that they just had. And so then they fell, they like stood up, but fell backwards and fell off the bike backwards. And so now their feet just locked in. Like, now they're just, now someone has to come find them. Like, now they're in it.
Oh.
Yeah. I was talking with Logan about this, because I was like, what do you do in that situation?
And Logan is who?
Logan is my buddy. Logan and I do the Josh Johnson show together.
And the Josh Johnson show is what?
Oh, it's my podcast. I do this.
Always
podcast with
be
you and
promoting. Josh Johnson has another podcast called the Josh Johnson Show. I hope we don't cut this out. I hope we don't cut out the promotion from my friend Jared. Listen, we can promote other things. We can do commercial breaks and drops and shit. So listen, Josh. I understand how nice it is to ride a bike. Listen, I was on a date on a bike. I think after that, the dude might have stole my credit card information. But that's neither here nor there. So I was on a date on a bike through Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to one of my friends about it. And she was like, you went to get ice cream and then you rode a bike through Central Park on this date? She's like, bitch, what a Drew Barrymore date were you on? And I was like, it's a great real rom-com date that I was on. But I never saw that man again. One of the reasons is that he had duck teeth. Second reason, I think he might have stolen a credit card. But that's not.
How do you think a person stole your credit card? Were there not charges that recognize?
It's because my card company sent me a new card, like, out of nowhere.
Mm.
And, like, I remember, like, I was buying something. Well, we were on the date, and I handed somebody my card, and then I decided to sign for it on a pad, because this was, like, you know, this was the summer of, like, 2020, when we were just, like, slowly, and we had to do everything outside. Mm-hmm. And I remember him saying to me, is that always how you sign your name? And I was like, what?
Man, you know, your birthday is such an interesting number. Is it also your PIN?
Right. And then, like, literally, like, a month later, I got a new card. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he stole your credit card. Now I understand how it's a maybe, you know?
Right. And so, but always, it's like, that was my fault with trusting a nigga with duck teeth. That's my fault.
I mean, so I guess...
I know you want to know what duck teeth are, but you're like, we don't have time to go through this.
We don't. We have to wrap up, which is a shame, because I feel like we've covered a lot of ground, almost as if we were on a bike outside.
Right. And so, like, I was riding through Central Park, and there were so many bikes, and then I was on an electric bike, and I was just like... So very much like a girl on a date vibe that hadn't been on a bike since the fucking Clinton administration. Because that's how old I am. Don't worry, I was in high school in the 90s. Well, I was in school in the 90s. Shut up. So I, riding a bike in a park is nice, right?
Okay.
Because there are no cars.
Mm-hmm.
The ground is even. You're not climbing up. You're not trying to go up a mountain. There's no bike jumps. They're not doing this BMX extreme sports X Games shit. Because, like, all those bike tricks and things are really cool. Lowrider bikes, very cool. But, like, I think for me, if you can give me a bike in a controlled situation, like a bike where I'm not going to be... I'm not facing all of these road hazards. There's no loose gravel. All of these things. If you could give me just a nice cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Or maybe like an indoor track. Even an outdoor track. Mm-hmm. But something, or a nice park. But something where I'm not dealing with like the hazards of being on a bike. I'd be on a bike outside. The problem is most of the time people are on bikes as an adult. You're not in that situation. You're through a whole city that's trying to kill you in any way that it can. So maybe other cities aren't trying to kill people, but New York is definitely, like, New York is a Lake Lanier of cities. It's always trying to kill somebody.
So I guess we've come to a slight consensus. You're into exercise bikes mostly because of the controlled environment. But if you get the right conditions outside, you'll go for a regular bike ride.
If you can get me park on like a nice day,
mm-hmm.
and a helmet. And a face shield, I get on a bike.
Gotcha.
I get on a bike. I like being outside on a bike is nice, but it's like there's too many ways to die on a bike.
And I can concede that an exercise bike inside is better for tracking progress and making sure you're keeping pace. Because when you get tired on a bike outside and you're doing it for exercise, you just give yourself that little bit to slow down. But on an exercise bike, when you're on like a Peloton, you can tell that you're dipping in your cadence, you know?
Plus, the other thing is like, if you're on a bike outside for exercise, you're traveling a distance. So, like, if you go 5 miles from your house and now you're tired,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to get back to your house?
I mean, you're daring yourself with every pedal that you can. You can make it back.
Because it's like, now you got to get an XL Uber mm-hmm. or put your bike on a bus or a train.
Yeah. Which no one's going to enjoy, by the way.
No one's going to enjoy.
When you're on the bus or train with somebody with a bike and their bike is just bumping into people and rolling over people's feet, you're like, they don't know how to ride a bike.
No. And then
they're probably just tired. I get that they're just tired from cycling as much as they've been cycling. But another part of you is like, you have a bike. It's like being on the train in your car. You have a means of transportation. What are you doing now?
You have other wheels. Why are you on these wheels? Get off mm-hmm. these wheels. Mm-hmm. I don't have those wheels. I have these wheels. Get off these wheels. That does make sense. Yeah, it's... Because now we have those tiny bikes that you can, like, fold up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bring them on the train with you. But then when you see a grown man on one of those, I'm just like, you're not comfortable. I'm not comfortable seeing you on this bike. There's no way you're comfortable on this bike.
So now there's really nothing to do but to give it to you, the listener, to let us know in the comments. Let us know in your write-ins. How do you feel? Exercise bike versus biking outside? Just regular, you know, cycling in the world with nature. We appreciate you listening very much. I'm Josh Johnson.
We do. And I'm Dulce Sloan.
And we're here with Hold Up. We're here every week. And we look forward to... holding you up in the future.
RIP Jack Knight, we love you.
Listen to Hold Up wherever you get your podcasts and watch the video version at dailyshow.com/holdup.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.